We're joined now. We've got a very special guest tonight, and we've actually got a pair of Super Bowl winning coaches. And the first one leading off tonight, current NFL Network analyst and head coach of the Super Bowl 35 winning Baltimore Ravens, former coach Brian Billick. Coach Billick, thanks for being with us.
How you doing, guys? Good to see you.
Doing great. Now, first of all, just so Bobby knows, because Bobby likes knowing these types of things.
Yes.
Coach Billick, I went to college with Coach Billick's daughter, Aubrey, and she married one of my teammates, Taylor Jones.
She must be real smart if she went to Northwestern.
Well, she's very smart, bright girl. Now, it's questionable taste in guys, you know, but no, she was great. So do know the Billick family a little bit. And, Coach, you know, I'm looking through your guys' run in the year 2000. You guys going to the playoffs as the four seed, and I want to ask you a question more so based on or about the L.A. Rams, and that is, you guys had to go on the road. You went to Oakland in the AFC Championship to get to the Super Bowl. As a coach, going on the road in a big game like that, how does it change your mentality going in? Is it a situation where you feel like you need to do something? I know Coach Payton talks a lot about maybe this is a game we want to steal a possession. Obviously, you guys traveled with that tremendous defense in 2000, but as the team going on the road, what challenges come in when you go onto the road into a tough environment in a big game like this?
Well, I think by the time you get to like this championship game, obviously going on the road, the fact that you're a pretty good team. You wouldn't be here if you weren't a good team. Your ability to probably won some good games on the road. So I don't know that it's as big a stigma. I think it has more to do with the fact that they're going to come into a very, very loud Saints Stadium, which is that's a tangible difference. You know that, Zach, in terms of the offensive line, their ability to hear the snap count, the defensive ends being able to get a jump. And with particularly the Rams, they're very much a team that, as we all know, does a great deal at the line of scrimmage. And so, obviously, with the fans, the loud noise, the defense getting to jump on it, that's going to test them in terms of their ability to do the constant checking that they do. But they're up to it. They're a good football team. Yeah, typically when you look at it, as Coach Payton says, there's certain things you might think about. For instance, at the end of the game, if it's on the line, you have these kind of conversations ahead of time. Are we going to go for two for the win, or are we going to kick and try to go into overtime? Now, there's a lot that has to do with the game, but if I'm a team on the road in a tough environment like that, in most instances, I'm going to take my chances with going for a two-point play rather than going into overtime. So, yeah, because of the circumstances where you're at, it'll adjust your thinking a little bit in terms of, you know, four-down territory, going for 2 points, those types of things.
Now, Coach Billick, I want your opinion on this. With your past experiences, you look at a young coach like Coach McVay. How do you truly deal with when you're coaching all-stars? That at some point in their career, they've been the best of the best, whether you look at Peterson, Aqib Talib, Dominican Sue, Aaron Donald. It goes kind of on and on when you look at that Rams roster. And then you got a veteran like Wade Phillips, who's been a top defensive coordinator, a head coach. But just talk about that and how you manage that and to keep the guys motivated and looking out for the team versus the individual accomplishments.
Yeah, you always draw on the collective experience, whether it's players or coaches, those that maybe have played and won in a Super Bowl, those that have been to a championship game, because, as you know, the atmosphere changes. Because now, you know, just because, you know, there's 32 league teams in the league, and obviously that's a lot of media attention. Well, just because you're down to four teams doesn't mean the media attention changes. It means all that media comes down on those four teams. That's probably the biggest adjustment that I worried about and have dealt with, talked about in dealing with the pressure that you have when you play in a championship game. Anything that changes your routine, anything that changes your normal routine during the week is something that you have to account for as a coach. And clearly, because you are in the championship game, all the media, particularly today when there's just so much of it, it's really easy for the players to get drawn into a lot of things to distract them from their preparation. So that's probably the biggest thing that the veterans that have been there before can help them with, to counsel the young guys, hey, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, don't get drawn into this, don't get drawn into that.
Now, Coach Billig, I know obviously, you know, when you won the Super Bowl and you got to understand possessing the football, either protecting it or taking it away. I'm looking at the Saints. We're a plus one in that turnover margin with the Eagles, I think, which is critical. But I'm looking at the Rams, how the regular season unfolded. They were a plus 11. The Saints were plus 8. So, I mean, I take the approach that I like the Saints' chances a lot in the Superdome. They can be on that plus side. I don't know, plus 1, plus 2 for sure. But I don't think when you look at the parity and a field goal type game potentially that you can afford to lose that turnover battle when you look at possessions. So I think it's going to be critical that the Saints maybe can overcome the Rams, considering how successful they've been in that turnover differential being on the plus side.
Well, it also has to. And turnovers and explosive. The differential and explosions and meaning plays of 20 yards or more and turnovers are always been, have been for forever, the top two determinants for success. So you're right. If you can get that one-plus turnover ratio, that one-plus explosive, and those are important because it's not a matter of just getting big plays, just getting turnovers. You can't turn the ball over. You can't give up big plays. And that's where the challenge for these two. Both these teams are capable of coming up with a big play. Both quarterbacks have been very solid in terms of not turning the ball over. So clearly in a championship atmosphere, the team that blinks and does turn the ball over or does give up some big plays, it's going to be tough to win a championship if you do that.
Now, you know, Coach Billig, looking at Michael Thomas, and you would think when you're setting up a game plan that, look, against the Eagles, he was targeted, this being the playoff game, 16 times, 12 receptions, 171 yards, Aqib Talib didn't play the first time around. What is your evaluation when you look at Peters versus Aqib Talib? I think Aqib Talib is more moxie, has more swagger. And I think Peters sometimes takes chances, maybe not as disciplined enough, but I could see Wade Phillips putting Aqib Talib and challenging Michael Thomas.
Yeah, you can. You know, you take one of two approaches. If you think your one matches up with their one, that gives you a lot of latitude. If you're not so sure that a lot of teams do, I'll tell you what, I'll put my 2 and 3 against your one. I'll double, I'll bracket, and then I'll put my number one on your second guy. That way I think I win that matchup. So there's a lot of different ways to approach it. The problem is that particularly whether it's Kamara coming out of the backfield or the running game, that obviously changes the equation in terms of your ability to double or change up coverages when you have to account for guys out of the backfield like Kamara or that running game with Ingram and Kamara.
Coach Billig, can you stay with us through a quick break here?
Sure thing.
All right, great. More with former Baltimore Ravens head coach Brian Billick. When we return, you're listening to the Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. We're joined by former Baltimore Ravens head coach Brian Billick, current NFL Network analyst. You can follow him at Coach Billick. Coach Billick, you were the offensive coordinator of one of the greatest offenses in the history of the National Football League in Minnesota. Randall Cunningham is your quarterback, and you guys put up 556 points in 1998. It's one of the best offensive performances of all time. And you look at this Saints game, and really a lot of the discussion about these two teams has been offensively. Certainly the New Orleans Saints and what Sean Payton has been doing here for a long time now, and now Sean McVay and some of the innovative things that he's brought to the L.A. Rams. So when you look at these two teams offensively, being a former offensive coordinator, what do you see these two teams do maybe that's given them their level of success?
It's been fun to watch. Obviously, in the case of Sean McVay and with the Rams, you're right, very innovative. A lot of at the line. They do the jet sweep. They do all the things that we're talking about recently in terms of the way offenses operate now, a little bit of the college influence. It's been fun to watch what Sean Payton has done evolving the New Orleans Saints from a team that certainly did was the 3 and 4 wides and wide open, and you knew that Drew Brees was going to throw the ball 650-plus times, to now crafting a more balanced team, a team that's committed to the run, And then obviously with the playing of the good defense. So it's kind of come full circle, and it's playing to your strength of your quarterback. I don't think as brilliant as Drew Brees is, and is certainly capable of pulling out a 45, 50 game throw to win for you. You know, the perfect formula for them is to have a little bit more balance, and and that's not just a matter in terms of commitment and play calling. They've had to staff it as well. So really admire what Coach Payton has done in New Orleans to kind of morph that team to really wrap around Drew Brees.
Now, Coach Billick, were you as shocked or maybe surprised as myself that the Rams were able to run for 273 rushing yards against the Rams? We look at C.J. Anderson taking advantage of his opportunity. I'm a Todd Gurley fan. I think he's like a bigger Alvin Kamara. But I'm looking at like when L.A., when that being the Rams, when they played the Saints were able to win. You look at a shootout 45 to 35, but they only gained 92 yards rushing in that game. So when I look at what occurred, only five times the Rams were held under 100 yards this season, only five times, and their record was 2-3 when they held under 100 yards rushing. So I'm like saying, well, I don't know. Hold them under 100 yards, and we got a great chance to win. Is that too much common sense? I know it's easier said than done, but what is your take on that?
Well, it'll certainly help. I think the thing about this last weekend's games that jumped out at me was how well all the winning teams ran the ball. I mean, the Rams ran for 273 yards, as you said. The Chiefs ran for 180. The Patriots ran for 155. And, of course, the Saints ran for better than 130 yards. So in what is a wide-open, quarterback-driven league because of the rules, you had four teams that were able to win and move on in no small part because of their ability to run the ball. And so that you're right. Both teams are going to be able to throw the ball. Drew Brees and Jared Goff are playing too well. There's too much talent on both sides of the ball. So the team that is able, and you're absolutely right, with the combination they have in L.A. now, obviously particularly with C.J. Anderson. I mean, this guy came out of nowhere, bounced around the league for a while. But Todd Gurley, that's a great 1-2 punch, obviously, with Alvin Kamara and Ingram. Gurley is someone that's also very good out of the backfield. He had 59 receptions on the league. So, yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think the team that can establish the run, or conversely, the team that can keep the team's running game under wraps, keep them under 100 yards, could be the difference in the game.
Coach, the Saints are going to see one of the premier interior defensive rushers, really, in the history of football in Aaron Donald this week. The Saints have been banged up along the front and just kind of released today that Andres Pete, the left guard, had broken his hand playing with a cast. From a coordinating standpoint and from scheming a defense, what types of things can this Saints offense do to try to neutralize the pass rush from Aaron Donald?
Yeah, and he is the best in the league. He's the defensive MVP of the league for my money. And the difficult thing, as you know, Zach, is that when he can bring that pressure from the interior, you know, quarterbacks hate that when that rush comes right up the middle. We always talk about the pressure from the outside with teams and how difficult that can be to deal with, obviously, with these premier rush ends. But when you get that kind of pressure right down the heart of the team, that's tough for a quarterback. And certainly with Ndamukong Suh, Aaron Donald, they have that combination. And then even on the outside, what they're able to do with Michael Brockers, with Flower from the outside, they have an excellent rush group, but it begins with Aaron Donald. You've got to get that double. You've got to get that chip. You've got to protect from the inside out. Otherwise, he can totally disrupt everything that you've got planned on the offensive side.
Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick. Coach, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We really appreciate the time.
Glad to do it, guys.